Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, October 18, 2019 is Cotral Gang. The Cotral Gang, also Cotral, FL, circa 1328 to 1333, was a 14th-century armed group that flourished in the North Midlands of England. It was led by James Cotral, after whom the gang is named, supported by his brothers Nicholas and John. It was one of several such groups that roamed across the English countryside in the late 1320s and early 1330s, a period of political upheaval with a concomitant increase in lawlessness in the provinces. Cotral and his immediate supporters were members of the gentry, and according to the tenets of the day were expected to assist the crown in the maintenance of law and order, rather than encourage its collapse. Basing themselves in the peaks of Derbyshire and the heavily wooded areas of North Nottinghamshire, such as Sherwood Forest, the Cotrals frequently cooperated with other groups, including the Fovilles. Membership of the Cotral Gang increased as its exploits became more widely known. Most of the new members were recruited locally, but others came from as far away as Shropshire. Despite repeated attempts by the Crown to suppress the Cotrals, their criminal activities increased. By 1330 they had committed murder, extortion, kidnap, and ran protection rackets across the Peak District. They do not seem to have ever been particularly unpopular with the populace, and the secular and ecclesiastical communities provided them with supplies, provisions and logistical support. Possibly their most famous offense took place in 1332. A royal justice, Richard Willoughby, was dispatched to Derbyshire to bring the Cotrals to justice, but before he could do so, he was kidnapped by a consortium composed of both the Cotrals and the Fovilles men. Each gang had encountered him in his professional capacity on previous occasions, and probably wanted revenge on him as much as they wanted his money. This they also received, as Willoughby paid 1,300 marks for his freedom. This outrage against a representative of the crown led King Edward III to launch a royal commission into the troubled area to bring the Cotrals to justice and restore the king's peace. In the event, many gang members were arraigned, but all but one were acquitted. The Cotral brothers themselves ignored their summonses and did not even attend. The king was also politically distracted by the outbreak of war with Scotland. This provided him with the opportunity to recruit seasoned men to his army while appearing to solve the local disorder. As a result, most of the Cotral band received royal pardons following service abroad or in Scotland, and James, Nicholas and John Cotral all eventually had profitable careers. Modern scholars tend to agree that the activities and members of 13th-century groups such as the Cotrals provided the basis for many of the stories later woven around Robin Hood in the 15th century. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 042 UTC on Friday, October 18, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Cotral Gang. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.